Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. We're ready to have the Kohanim prepare the Korban Tamid for slaughtering. Mishnah tells us, Nichnesu lelishkata kelim. The Kohanim entered the room of the kelim, of the vessels. There was a spot in the Bet HaMikdash where all of the utensils were stored, everything that was needed for the Avodah, even though we mentioned that the Azara had certain kelim left out. There was a special room that had everything else in there. And in there, from there, they removed 93 different utensils that were made of silver and gold, and they put them on the table near the outer Mizbeach. They were going to use all of these different kelim in order to do the Korban Tamid properly. And they gave the lamb of the Tamid, they gave it to drink water from a golden cup. The Gemara tells us that when an animal is given water before it's slaughtered, that the skin comes off of it in a much easier way. That's why they gave it water and they gave it in a golden cup to adorn, to show how special of a korban this is. For the 4 days before the korban is slaughtered, they would constantly check it and make sure that there were no blemishes. If there's a blemish on a korban, it's not allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach. So even though they checked it there, it says over here that they checked it one final time before it was offered. Even though the animal was checked for blemishes the previous night, they checked it once again in the early morning by the light of the torches to make sure that there was no blemish.